This is TechCrunch.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
Tesla is recalling the Cybertruck again. Oh boy. I'm Imran Sheikh, and listener, you'll never have to recall me, so go ahead and get ready for your Daily Crunch for Saturday, starting with three big headlines. So Apple has removed the Meta-owned end-to-end encrypted messaging app WhatsApp from its App Store in China following a government order citing national security concerns, the news agency Reuters reported Friday. Meta's newer Twitter-esque text-based social networking app, Threads, has also been pulled from the App Store for the same reason, it said. Meta confirmed to TechCrunch that its two apps are no longer available on Apple's App Store in China, but declined to provide any more details about the takedowns. "We refer you to Apple for comment," a Meta spokesperson told us. "We also contacted Apple with questions about the removals, but at press time, the iPhone maker had not responded." According to Reuters, two other messaging apps have also been removed from Apple's App Store in China, namely Signal and Telegram. It cites data from app tracking firms Chimai and AppMagic for this element of its report. Why WhatsApp and Threads have been targeted for removal from Apple's Chinese App Store now isn't clear. When a significant rumor emerged last weekend that Salesforce was interested in buying Informatica, a legacy data management company that predates the cloud, it didn't take long for investors to express their negative feelings on the idea. In fact, since the start of business on Monday, stockholders on both sides of the equation have been making it clear that they aren't happy with the potential coupling between the two companies. After the story broke that Salesforce was the suitor, the company's stock price began dropping and is down around 10% since the end of trading on Thursday before the news dropped. That decline likely reflects investors' concerns that the deal would see them overpaying for a moderate amount of additional revenue and not a ton of innovation. For Informatica investors, it was the opposite. The price was too low to warrant selling. They wanted more, and their stocks also dropped down a similar amount over the same period. In contrast, since last Thursday, the Nasdaq composite is off a more modest 6.6%. That doesn't mean a deal won't happen, but it was, frankly, a surprise to even hear that Salesforce was back in the big M&A discussion and looking at another major deal after taking several years off. Uh-oh, Tesla is recalling all 3,878 Cybertrucks that it has shipped to date due to a problem where the accelerator pedal can get stuck, putting drivers at risk of a crash, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The recall caps a tumultuous week for Tesla. The company laid off more than 10% of its workforce on Monday and lost two of its highest-ranking executives. A few days later, Tesla asked shareholders to re-vote on CEO Elon Musk's massive compensation package that was struck down by a judge earlier this year. Reports of problems with the Cybertruck's accelerator pedal started popping up in the last few weeks. Tesla even reportedly paused deliveries of the truck while it sorted out the issue. Musk said in a post on X that Tesla was being very cautious, and the company reported to NHTSA that it was not aware of any crashes or injuries related to the problem. The company has now confirmed to NHTSA that the pedal can dislodge, making it possible for it to slide up and get caught in the trim around the footwell. While the DeLorean, Cybertruck, only first started shipping late last year, this is not the vehicle's first recall, but the initial one was minor. Earlier this year, Tesla recalled the software on all of its vehicles because the font sizes of its warning lights were too small. Here I thought it was because they were using papyrus font. The company unveiled the 1980s fever dream, the truck, back in 2019. And no Dennis today, he's gone to where we won't need any roads. So here's your startup news. Powerhouse venture capital firm Andreessen Horowitz is promoting Jennifer Lee to general partner after 6 years at the firm. She's being tapped to help invest the new $1.25 billion infrastructure fund managed by longtime A16Z general partner Martin Casado. The infrastructure fund is part of the fresh $7.2 billion that the Silicon Valley VC giant just raised. Lee has been an investing partner on the infrastructure team for a while, which means she was already writing checks and taking board seats. But her promotion puts her in rarefied air, making her the 27th general partner at the firm, and she's hit this career milestone while in her early 30s. And Webflow, a web design and hosting platform that's raised over $330 million at a $4 billion valuation, is expanding into a new sector, marketing optimization. Yesterday, they announced that it acquired IntelliMize, a startup leveraging AI to personalize websites for unique visitors. The terms of the deal weren't disclosed, but a source familiar with the matter tells TechCrunch that the purchase price was in the eight-figure range. The majority of the IntelliMize team, around 50 people, will join Webflow. But some staffers either took out placement packages or were let go and given severance. Webflow wouldn't say how many. And that's your Daily Crunch. Today's stories were reported by Alex Wilhelm, Sean O'Kane, and more beautiful, lovely TechCrunch journalists. We'll see you back here on Monday, and until then, find us at TechCrunch.com.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.